Good morning. My guests this morning are wood turner Rick Blundell and Kevin Brown, who's the owner of Corex. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Talk about the raffle and what's being raffled.
Well, we're doing a fundraiser for the Redwood Empire Food Bank, and Rick has been working all year on the piece that he should talk about, I think, the Vortex 2.
Sure. Vortex 2 is made out of a walnut burl that was lost and burned up during the Tubbs fire last year up in the Sonoma Mountains. My good friend and wood-turning mentor, Charles Quibell, had given me the burl, and I told him I'd do something with it, and I'd donate it to Redwood Empire Food Bank, or my favorite charity at the time, is what I told him then, which is, of course, Redwood Empire Food Bank. I made a couple items out of it, and earlier this year, in the empty bowls auction for Redwood Empire Food Bank, we raised about $3,500 on some pieces that came from that wood. This piece here is a 29-inch burl platter and made from that piece, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to work with an iconic institution like Corex and work on getting a raffle together for benefit Redwood Empire Food Bank. So that's where we're at.
So this is going to go on till Christmas Eve, is that right?
Right. We're doing this from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're also donating 20% of all the sales of all the bowls of Rick's to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Yeah, that goes through the Christmas Eve. The raffle drawing for Vortex 2 is the title of the piece.
Right.
Is on the 20th.
And how do people go about getting raffle tickets?
They can go online at redwoodempirefoodbank.org. And they can also purchase them at Corex. And they can see the piece. It's on display there at Corex. It'll be there throughout.
So, Kevin, what's your Christmas display like this year? I have yet to come and see it.
It's a winter wonderland, but it's quite marvelous. We have a winter wonderland out front of so many trees and Christmas things, but the gallery has really been transformed completely. We changed it all over, and we have an enormous, wonderful display of 70 or so bowls of Rick's, among all the other things. We're doing other nonprofit-related evenings, like Friday evening. We'll also have another art opening with the 6th Street Playhouse.
So talk a little bit about Corex and how old it is, and I'm sure it has a wild history.
Well, we are 103 years. My great-grandfather actually bought the business from another fellow who had a business there in the 1870s.
Wow.
But we started the clock again in 1915, according to my grandmother's notes, at least. And so 4 generations later, my wife and I are running it, and my daughter as well works there part-time. She's a senior in school. And being part of having art trails as a main part of our store now has been really exciting in the last 8 years.
It must be good to go to a shop like that every day for work, and there it is again with all of its 100-odd years behind it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, yesterday I met with at least 7 or 8 different artists, you know, just bringing in more things for the holiday season.
Have there been a good number of tickets sold up to now?
Well, this is the big push at this point for the tickets. They've just gotten it online, and so I know we've had some excited people who have bought tickets, but we're really looking to raise a good amount of money. They're $50 a ticket, and 100% of the proceeds goes to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Oh, that's great. Is it best for people just to come into Corex to buy their tickets?
Well, they're welcome to, because we have the tickets there. If they can't make it into Corex, they can certainly do it at the Redwood Empire Food Bank website, which is quite easy as well.
Yeah, but, and the nice thing about going directly into Corex, and you can actually see the piece, as I said, it'll be there on display, so it'll really give you an idea of what you're looking at. But they also have some good pictures online. So,
well, yeah. I have to see it because my house was almost badly burned in the Tubbs fire,
but we
escaped.
Well, of the 70 or so bowls that we have, the largest number is from the Saved from Destruction series, so they are from those areas, and they're really quite spectacular.
Yeah, the Saved from Destruction collection is bowls made of all the wood that I collected all over the area of the Tubbs fire, from Calistoga, Adobe Canyon Road, Porter Creek area, Fountain Grove area. So there's a lot of different areas of the fire that wood came from.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you so much, Roland.
And thank you all for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.